We are New York. Bernie and Sid in the morning. Talk Radio 77.
WABC.
It's a beautiful day.
Yes. It's a beautiful day. Every time we talked about this a couple days ago, patient gets discharged. It's about 750 now, 750 from Maimonides Hospital in Brooklyn. They play this song, "You Too, It's a Beautiful Day." Now, usually, dear friend Patrick Borgen joins us on these days, but Pat is playing golf today. I'm sure that's true. So now we've got, this guy's a great guy, too. I've met him, too. I think I met this gentleman at the El Carib, at the big party for Maimonides a couple of months ago. He's the president and CEO of Maimonides Hospital in Brooklyn. Has been that way for 5 years. Under his leadership, by the way, Maimonides is now a top 10 hospital in the nation. It is Ken Gibbs. Ken, good morning. Welcome to the Bernie and Sid Show, pal. How are you?
Damn glad to be here.
Well, nice to have you, too. So.
Yes, thank you.
Borgen's not really playing golf, is he?
I'm not sure. I'll have to check up on him.
He better be wearing goulashes and a raincoat.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah.
It's rough out there. You're right. Hey, so let's get right to what you guys are doing every day. Again, Pat usually stops by. We know that you guys in Brooklyn, like Elmhurst and Queens, you guys got hit pretty hard with this. But all the numbers that we hear from political officials, Ken, seem to indicate that the numbers are way down. Hospital visits, intubations, deaths, all of it. Can you confirm and or deny any of that in Brooklyn?
I can confirm it. We've discharged 700 patients safely, and we now are at 25% lower than the peak.
You know, this COVID-19, Mr. Gibbs, it just snuck up us. It snuck up on us. It was very rapid, of course. Can you walk us through some of the major steps that Maimonides took to battle the virus and ensure the highest level of preparedness which you have displayed?
Can't walk you. Got to run you. We had to run super fast. In a matter of weeks, we had a plan to take 400-odd beds to over 1,000. We ended up building over 840. That was things like taking a lounge and turning it into a gynecological ER, or taking an ambulatory surgery center and turning it into an ICU. In essence, we rebuilt the hospital, added 50%. But you know the biggest thing? Team Maimonides, there isn't a single person with a job who didn't have their job change.
No, I can imagine that, Ken, because I think every hospital, that was kind of the case. You know, at one point we even asked Pat about the oncology department and all the great stuff you guys do with cancer in a borough of 4 million people. You're the only ones that even really concentrate on that. And we started to wonder if, in fact, these other patients were kind of, you know, put second fiddle behind the COVID patients. But Pat assured us that was never the case at your hospital.
Never the case, and right now, actually, we're about 40% non-COVID patients, and we never stopped taking care of strokes, heart attacks, and cancer patients who are some of the most vulnerable people to infections.
You guys have been terrific. I just got to tell you, Maimonides, outstanding, and it's been a really, really rough patch. Still tough, still very, very tough, but tell us about the effect that this COVID-19 disease has had on some of the frontline staff at your hospital.
So folks here have been unbelievably heroic. Everybody experiences this challenge differently. Many, you know, have to confront fear. Other have to confront challenges in terms about being worried about bringing infection home to families. Everybody has had their own personal challenge. But it has been amazing how everybody has locked arms to carry themselves forward. We've been very concerned, and we've launched all sorts of mental health services for our employees, and we actually think the challenge is going to be greater when we get farther past this and people have a little space. But one thing we have confidence of is that sense of team and spirit carries everybody here through.
No question. I've been there for so many events and walked around the hospital. Heshy, of course, Morgenbaum, one of my friends, has introduced me to you guys, and you guys just do an incredible job. I'm a Brooklyn boy myself, Ken, as you know, Ken Gibbs, so we can't thank you enough. So what do you think? What do you see moving forward here? It seems like, once again, the numbers are going down. You've got lots of other patients you tend to every single day. What do you see going forward?
We really are going to be growing back the services for everybody, meaning right now there's a lot of deferred need. People have been keeping to themselves, and some folks are concerned, understandably. And so going forward, we just want to emphasize that we've had a safe environment for taking care of a full set of needs, and we're going to continue to do that. At the same time, we are prepared for all uncertainty. If there's another surge, we're ready for it. And just as an example on that, over 200 of our patients have gotten experimental treatments, and we're at the forefront of trying to make accessible new trials and new treatments to attack this insidious disease. So we are prepared both on the fronts for continuing to address this crisis, but also to be in a position to meet the deferred needs of everybody.
Wow, not surprised, but still very impressed. Ken Gibbs, president and CEO of Maimonides Medical Center in Brooklyn. Mr. Gibbs, is there anybody in particular you'd like to acknowledge that has helped play a part in this remarkable journey?
Outside of me and Bernie, of course.
Yeah, right. I got to do three. The phrase frontline for frontline staff is real. It's important. It describes something, and those folks get the first shout out. Got to give the second shout out to everybody else on the team supporting them. And then last, I got to say to your listeners, to New York, to the Brooklyn spirit, that is the character that supports us, drives us, and the connection with everybody makes it happen. The donations from the community have been incredible. Food's been well publicized, but it's across the board in lots of ways. One point, even two dialysis machines showed up. It's wow. Just incredible.
You know, it took 7 minutes, Ken Gibbs, 7 minutes to find out why in your 5-year stay as the boss, you guys are doing so well. So good you are. So thank you so much for your hard work and your courage and bravery and all the folks that work with you at Maimonides in Brooklyn. We love you all. So thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. I'm looking forward to my invitation back. Thank you.
You'll be back.
Anytime.
There he is, Ken Gibbs.
He really does. They have our deep gratitude. These medical professionals, I mean, what they did, what they went through, what they're still going through, I mean, it's nothing short of heroic. It really is.
It's a miracle.